Today's scripture reading comes from the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 23 through 32. If you're able, please stand for the reading. When he entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" Jesus said to them, "I will also ask you one question. If you tell me the answer, then I will also tell you by what authority I do these things. Did the baptism of John come from heaven, or was it of human origin?" And they argued with one another, "If we say from heaven, he will say to us, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But if we say of human origin, we are afraid of the crowds, for all regard John as a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things. What do you think? A man had two sons. He went to the first and said, 'Son, go and work in the vineyard today.' He answered, 'I will not.' But later he changed his mind and went. The father went to the second and said the same. And he answered, 'I go, sir.' But he did not go. Which of the two did the will of the father?" They said, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are going into the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. And even after you saw it, you did not change your minds and believe him." This is the word of the Lord. You may be seated. In our lifetimes, we make lots of promises. From early on, we promise to make our bed or clean our room or to do our homework. As we get older, we promise to go to work. We promise to love our significant others. We promise to love and follow Jesus and do the Father's will. All of these things are good promises to make, but promises and following through on them can be hard things to deal with. Sometimes things tend to get in the way of making them come out in the way that we intended them to. Maybe on our way to making our bed, we got distracted by the TV or our phones. Maybe we woke up for work and just really didn't want to go, so we called in sick. Maybe we had a fight with a significant other, or maybe another person is just better looking or has a better car or job, and we say goodbye to someone that we love. So many things in our lives pull our attentions away from what we should be doing. At least it's not a new thing, as the scriptures show. The people and the leaders of Israel made a pretty big promise. They promised to follow God's commandments and ways. Somewhere along the way, they got distracted. God told them and us to love everyone and not to judge. God told them and us not to covet what others have. God told them and us to serve and not to seek to be above others. They promised, just like us, to follow God's will. Unfortunately, these leaders got distracted. They got distracted by power and having influence. Then they try to trap Jesus by asking him who gave him the authority to do the things that he was doing. And Jesus tells them, "Well, I'll answer you if you answer me." They agree because, well, they think that they're better than Jesus and that they're going to be able to answer any question that he has. But we can see so many things wrong with this. You know, they promised to follow God's will, but they didn't. They think that they're better than Jesus. They don't want to lose their power. They don't and won't recognize the authority, any authority, given by God. They place their own needs and desires above God's and they want all of the power for themselves. Jesus goes on to tell a parable about belief and following through on promises. Honest intention is at the heart of his lesson. As strange as it sounds, it would be much better to say, "I am not going to make the bed," and then have a change of heart and complete the task, instead of saying, "Yep, I'll do it, no problem," and not ever do it. The sad truth is we all act like this at one time or another. Here in church, every Sunday, we promise to follow Jesus and carry out God's will. We promise to love and care for every one of God's people. We may even fully intend to try to keep this promise, but throughout our daily lives, we lose our focus. Our needs, our politics, our feelings, they all tend to pull us away from our promise. Well, just like the religious leaders of the time, we may have some very logical and reasonable justification for doing so. Unfortunately, many of those justifications are based on self-preservation. We aren't going to stop and help that motorist stranded in the rain because it may be dangerous to us. We aren't going to love unconditionally because it may hurt us emotionally. We aren't going to give to the needy because, well, we may need it ourselves. We aren't going to serve others because, well, who's going to take care of us? Interesting, isn't it, that the only thing preventing us from following Jesus is us. It seems so disheartening that we are our own worst enemy. It seems like we're never going to get it right. But take heart, there is hope. We believe in and serve an awesome God. So awesome is he that he promised to love us and take care of us. Do you need proof that he keeps his promises? Do you need proof that he still loves us, each and every one of us? Well, knowing full well that we have a problem getting this following his will thing right, and knowing full well that most will promise to follow but won't, knowing full well that some will just refuse to listen, and knowing full well that we are prone to making mistakes, our amazing and awesome God sent his only Son to live with us and to die for us, to fill in the gaps that we've created. He loved us so much that he did this, and he still does. So how's that for keeping a promise? As we celebrate communion today, I want you to think about the promise you are making, and I want you to think about our loving Father who is there, through his Son, Jesus Christ, to fill in our gaps and to help lift us up so that we may be better at keeping our promises. I'd like to invite the ushers to come forward.